Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. The Reno family of rural South Dade County, Henry and Jane Wood Reno and their four children, lived surrounded by animals. There were the normal cows and chickens, of course, but also donkeys, macaws, screaming peacocks, and a rescued egret that had just one wing. Daughter Janet Reno, who was Attorney General in the Clinton administration, again lives in the family home. Her sister, Maggie Herchala, served on the Martin County Commission for 2 decades. Maggie says their father, a Miami Herald reporter, often brought animals home after work.
Daddy tended to come home from the Spotlight Bar with the oddest collection of animals. Somebody would arrive bemoaning the fact that his wife would no longer let him keep the macaw. And Daddy would come home with Mickey the macaw. Daddy also came home with a monkey, and he came home with 2 donkeys, Felix and Pedro.
Are there still animals in the household?
Geckos. The large Asian geckos that get to be 1 foot long. And they walk around on the ceiling upside down.
Inside the house?
Oh, yes. They most like it inside the house. And they say, Gecko! They say their name so perfectly, you know that's why they're called that. They're nocturnal. So you have to be sitting with the lights turned down, and then right above your head you hear, Gecko!
Do they want to be fed or what, or are they just announcing their presence?
No, but they're better at eradicating roaches than anything I have ever known in South Florida. We did have a bad time some years back when the house was about to be tented for termites. My sister is very soft-hearted. She thought that she should catch all of the geckos in the house and temporarily cage them outside so they wouldn't be hurt by the tending. She caught 6 smallish geckos, but she had not yet caught Moby Gecko. Moby Gecko was about 1 foot long, and he lived behind the refrigerator in the kitchen. Janie finally crept in when it was dark, flicked the light on, and grabbed Moby Gecko by the tail, and was left with Moby Gecko's tail. Now, Janie majored in chemistry. I minored in biology, so she didn't know that Moby Gecko was okay.
In other words, the tail would grow back?
Yes. I assured her that she had not killed Moby Gecko, but she was feeling very bad about the whole thing. They were scheduled to tend, and they came in and tended for termites.
And this is the former Attorney General of the United States, wanted to make sure she caught all the geckos.
Yes, but she was state's attorney then. 6 months later, I was down there visiting, and I went into the kitchen in the dark and flipped the light on. And here was this very large gecko, and his tail was about 1/2 inch long. It had to be Moby. Who else had left his tail with Janie? So I had to wake up Janie and tell her, Moby Gecko was back! I don't know how he survived being tended for termites, but you could not have had another gecko in that place of that size with that missing tail unless it was Moby.
You visit your sister from time to time, of course, and you see these geckos still, Maggie?
Yes, but mostly we hear them. The nights are exciting because they're peacocks. My mother in 1947 found a gypsy selling peacock eggs on the Tamiami Trail and bought 2, and she put them under a duck. Ducks will raise other birds' babies. The ducks raised up a male and female peacock. There have been peacocks around the place ever since. Come springtime, they scream. My father loved grand opera. When he would turn up Aida as loud as it would go, the peacocks would all scream. Nowadays, when we have somebody spending the night who hasn't been there before, we have to warn them that you may hear the gecko going gecko, and you may hear the peacock screaming, and not to worry, it's okay.
Maggie Herchala, an environmentalist and land planning expert, still lives in Martin County. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.